Okay, okay, good morning. Good morning. Let's start again on Nunvav. Nunvav on the base. There's a very famous Gemara, obviously, the story of Kamtsa and Bar Kamtsa. As we learned yesterday, that Bar Kamtsa was the enemy of the host. The host was all upset that Bar Kamtsa was at the party. Bar Kamtsa offered to pay for his food, offered to pay for half the food. The host refused. He threw him out. It was in public. Bar Kamtsa said, well, I was publicly humiliated. The rabbis didn't protest. Must be they don't mind. I'm going to go mess them up. He went to Rome, and he said to the Romans, the Jews have rebelled. The Romans said, there's no way the Jews have rebelled. He said, I can prove it that the Jews have rebelled. Send an animal. No, because then they can't hear us. Send an animal. Send an animal to serve as a carbon, and you'll see that the Jews will not be willing to offer it. So what did he do? Along the way, he put in a bit of a blemish. For us, it would be a blemish. For the non-Jews, it wouldn't be. And in fact, there were Kohanim who wanted to offer it. Rabbi Zachariah ben Avkula said, you can't. How could you offer a blemished carbon? We didn't offer it. He came back to Rome, and he said, the Jews did not offer the offering. They have rebelled. So the Romans sent Vespasian against Yerushalayim. Vespasian put a siege for 3 years on Yerushalayim. The truth is, Yerushalayim had wealth. They had three very wealthy people, Ben Tzitzis HaKesses, Ben Kalba Savua, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion. And between the three of them, they had enough provisions, even wood, for 21 years. But the Biryonim burned down all the provisions to try to force the Jews into a war with the Romans. So the rabbis wanted to make some level of peace. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to save something. So he was able to get his nephew to allow him out. And they pretended that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was dead. They got him out. He went to see Vespasian, and he has a conversation with Vespasian. Vespasian says, why didn't you come earlier? He said, because there were biryonim here. Vespasian said, well, if there's a snake over a jug of honey, you've got to break the jug in order to kill the snake. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, I don't want to lose the honey. And finally, while they're there, Vespasian hears that he's been appointed the Caesar of Rome. So let's start there. We're somewhere in the middle here, Nun Vav Amud Beis, where we'll start second wide line in the middle of the line. We've already done this yesterday, but we'll review again. Right, Amru Hanu Chashiva Deromi Lo Suvach Bereisha. The prominent people of Rome have voted to make you, Vespasian, the Caesar. Havasayim Chad Masani. He had been wearing one shoe. Vespasian wanted to put on the second shoe. Now in the third wide line here on Nun Vav Amud Beis, Lo Ayla wouldn't go on his foot. He wanted to take off the other shoe. Lo Nafik, it wouldn't go off. Amar my heist, what's going on? Why can't I take off my shoe? Amar Le. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, Lo Titztayr, don't feel bad. Shmua Tova Asilach. Good news came to you. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Shmua Tova Tachin Etzem. Good news makes a bone swell, satiates a bone. So Vespasian said, so what can I do to be able to get my shoes on or off? So Leisinish, bring a person that you don't like, a person who gets you upset, a person who you hate. V'lichlev kamach, let him walk before you. The pasuk says, v'ruach nechei, in a depressed spirit, tiyabish garm will dry up a bone, will make it shrivel. Avarach, he did it, aisle in the foot, was able to go into the foot, into the shoe. Amar Leis, so again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Miachdech kimas kuli hai, if you're so smart, adid na mailo asisu legaboy, why didn't you come to me till now? Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Lamitu lochad." Didn't I tell you? Because there's a snake. Amaleis, he said to him, "Anami amilach." I also told you. So break the barrel in order to kill the snake. Amaleis. So then Vespasian said, "Mezla zilna, I'm going to leave. V'ina shachina meshadran, I'm going to send somebody else to continue the war. Elabayim inayi midi, ask for me something. Deati lochan, I'll give it to you." Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, "Tei li Yavne v'chachameh, give me the city Yavne and its elders, its sages, the shoshil to the Rebbe Gamliel, give me the chain of Rebbe Gamliel." In other words, Rebbe Gamliel's family should be able to survive because that's the family of David HaMelech. Vasvas, and give me doctors to Messiah the Rabbi Tzadok who could heal Rabbi Tzadok. Kariyale Rav Yosef, Item Rabbi Akiva, Rav Yosef, and some say Rabbi Akiva when they would talk about this story would say, again we have the pasuk Meshiv Chacham Ach Avedat Misakel. God turns the sages back and ruins their intelligence. He said, ask for me something. He should have said, so spare Yerushalayim. So leave us this one time. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai ask that Vespasian should leave? Maybe so much he wouldn't do. We wouldn't even be able to save a little bit. Okay. How did they heal Rabbi Tzadok? Asvas and the Messiah of the Rabbi Tzadok. The doctors who healed Rabbi Tzadok, Mahi, what did they do? Yom HaKadma Ashkiyua Maya Depari. The first day they gave him to drink water that had some bran soaked in it. Lamachar Maya Desipuka. The next day, water with bran that had also some flour mixed in it. Lamachar Maya Dekimcha. The next day, water that had flour mixed in it. Until Adiravcha Me'ayu Purta Purta, until his intestines kept getting a little bit bigger by bigger and bigger. They were digesting things that were thicker and thicker. As they got bigger, they were able to absorb more food. He was able to heal. All right, so what did Vespasian do? Azal Shadu the Titus Arasha! He sent the wicked Titus. The Pasuk says, V'amar, and he said, Ey Elohema, where is their God? Sur, their rock, Chasayubo, in whom they find shelter. Titus HaRash, that's a reference to Titus, who blasphemed against God. Shechir Fegidiv Klapim Mala, who hurled giant curses towards the one above. Ma'asa, what did he do? Tafazona biyada, he grabbed a prostitute in his hand. V'nichnas lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he walked into the holiest of holies. V'yitzia Sefer Torah, he took a Sefer Torah, he unfurled it into a bed. Avar Alei Avera, and on top of a bed of a Sefer Torah, he did his horrific act with the prostitute in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then Atav Saif, and he took a sword, V'gideris HaParochas, and he slashed the holy curtain that was between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'nasenes, a miracle happened. V'yadam V'atzvitz V'yotze, and blood was coming out of the curtain. Kasavur, Titus thought, Haragas Atzmal, that that was a sign from God that he had just killed himself. Shanam, as the Pasuk says, Sha'agutza Arecha B'kerev Mo'adecha, your enemies called out, they screamed in the midst of your appointed meeting place. Samu osos, some osos. They placed their own signs as omens. Abba Hanan says, the Pasuk says, Mi kamocha chasinya, who is like you, the great shelter, Almighty? Mi kamocha chasin v'kasha, who is like you, is a shelter who's so strong and tough. Shata shomani, utsuf yikidufa shaloso rasha. You could hear this wicked person saying his horrific things, the show take, and still be quiet. Rabbi Yishmael Tana, from the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, they taught, Mikamocha Be'elam Hashem, who is like you amongst the mighty ones, God? Don't read it that way, read it as Mikamocha, who is like you, Ba'ilmim, amongst the mute ones, God. That God keeps himself mute and does not respond to the provocations that the enemies do against him. Ma'asa, what did Titus do? Natlos HaParochas, he took the curtain. Vaso Kamin Gargutni, he made it like a big basket, a big sack. The Avi Kalkalim Shabbat Mikdash, he took all the holy utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah, and the shulchan, and all the utensils. V'hinichon man, he put them in this big sack. V'oshiv Mesfin, he put it in a boat. Leilach Bishtabeach, be able to go praise himself in Rome. That's why we have the picture of, you know, the Arch of Titus, where he brought all these objects to Rome. Shenamah, the Pasuk says, And yes, I've seen wicked people buried. Uvo umimakom kadosh yalechu, and from a holy place they will go. V'yishtaklu ba'ir, and they will be found in the city. Asher kein asu, that this is what they had done. Al tikri kvurim, don't read buried. Ela kvutzim, but rather gathered. Al tikri v'yishtaklu, ela v'yishtabchu. They praise themselves in the city about what they've done. Ikadami, others say kvurim, amish, literally buried things. Afilu milidim etamani glay alone, even those treasures that were buried away, Titus uncovered and was able to extricate them and bring them with him to Rome. Amar Olav, while he was traveling, Amar Olav, Nashal Shabayom Litzovo, there was a huge tidal wave that stood up in order to drown him, this wicked blasphemer. Amar, so he said, Gimdumani, I think, Shalohayim, Shalaylin, Rosal Bamayim, the God of these people, the God of the Jews, he's only strong with water. For example, Baparo, and when there was Paro, Tava Bamayim, he drowned him in water. Basisra, when Sisra fought against the Jews, again it was water, the water of a river, that Tava Bamayim, that drowned him in the water. Afu, and now also, now he, Omer Eli, is standing against me, the Tovini B'mayim, to drown me in the water. Im Giboru, if he's really mighty, Yalili Abashav Yasim Il Mulchama, let him go out to the dry land and make with me a war there. Yatsabaskav Amrlo, a voice came out of heaven and said to him, Rasha ben Rasha, wicked man, son of wicked man, Ben Benoshel Esav Rasha, the son, the grandchild of the wicked Esav. Bria Kala Yeshli Be'olam, you have a very light creature in my world, Yitushma, it's called a mosquito, and it's going to kill you. You think you're so strong. Am I Kari Labriya Kala? Why is the mosquito called the light creature? Dama'alna Isla, it has the ability to bring things in. Umafkana Lesla, it doesn't have the ability to let things out. Eliyabashi went in fact to the dry land.
Aleli Abasha, go to the dry land. V'tase ima mulchama. You go wage war with it, and it's going to beat you. Aleli Abasha went to the dry land by Yitush. This mosquito came and nichlas b'choltam and went into his nostrils. V'nakar b'malcho, it started pecking away at his brain. Sheva shanim for 7 years. Yom Echad, one day during these 7 years, Havakachalcha Baba de Benafcha, he was walking by the doorway of a metal worker who was pounding the metal. Shama Kalar Zafta, he heard the voice of the anvil pounding Ishtik, and that silenced the mosquito slash brain pecker. Amar, so he said, Ikatzakanta, okay, so there's a solution here. Kol Yom, every day, Maisu Naifcha, they would bring a metal worker. Umachu Kame, they would pound in front of him. Linachri, if it was a guy, Yohev Le'arba Zuzi, he would pay him 4 zuz. The Israel, if it was a Jewish metal worker, Amalei, he would say, Mistayach, it's enough for you to kachazas pasanach, that you see your enemy suffering like this. Atlas and Yom, this worked for 30 days. Avarachi did it for 30 days. Mikan Velech, after the 30 days, came in the dash. Once the mosquito was used to the sound, dash, it kept on doing it even with the sound. I was amongst the elders of Rome, the great ones of Rome. Ukeshemesim, when Titus died, Patsu Esmocho, they broke open his skull, Umatsubo Kitzipor Dror, and they found a mosquito that was as large as a free bird, Mishkal Shnei Slime, that would weigh 2 slime. Masnis Satana, the Linton of Braisa, Kigozel Ben Shana, like a 1-year-old chick, Mishkal Shnei Litrin, that was 2 liters heavy. Amr Abai, Abai, Senakin, we have a tradition. Pivshal Nechoshes, the mouth of this mosquito was as strong as copper. Tziparnav Shal Barzel, its talons were like iron. Kiavakamayas, when Titus was dying, Amr Lahu, he told his people, Lekluyalahu Gavra, burn my body. V'libadju lekitmi Hashev Yami, and scatter my ashes on the 7 seas. V'lishkechei lodi Yudoi, v'lukmi Medina, so that the God of the Jews not find me and stand me up in a court. Unklus bar achti de Titus Hava. He was the nephew of Titus, the son of his sister. Boy Ligiuri wanted to convert. Azal asked the Titus Benegida. He went to the magicians and he conjured up the spirit of Titus. Amalei, he said to the spirit of Titus, Man Chashabahu Alma, who is respected in the next world? Amalei, Yisrael, he said the Jews. Malid Bukibe, maybe I should join them. Amalei, so Titus said, Milai and Ephesian, they have too many mitzvahs. For lo matzis l'kiyumina, you won't be able to fulfill them all. Zil igribu b'im alma. Go pick a fight with them in this world. Then you'll become a leader. The Ksiv of the Pasuk says, Yitzharel Arosh, all our enemies were leaders. Kalamitz for Yisrael, Nasa Rosh, anyone who gives the Jews a hard time becomes a leader. Amalei, so he said, Dina da'u gavra b'mai, how do you get judged in the next world? Amalei b'mai, the Pasuk anafshei, whatever I said to myself, kol yom every day machanshi l'kitmi, they gather all of my ashes together, they put me back to life, v'dayani lei, then they judge me, v'kol lei, and then they burn me again, u'mavadri yashev yami, and then they scatter my ashes on the 7 seas. Azal askele Bilam b'negida, he went and he conjured up the spirit of Bilam with magicians. Amalei, he said to the spirit of Bilam, An Chashabahu Alma, who's respected in the next world. Amalei Yisrael, he said, the Jews, Malid Bukime, maybe I should join them. Amalei, he said, Lotitra Shlomo V'tavazim Kolon Yamim, don't seek their welfare or that which is good for them any of the days. Amalei, he said, Dina Dahu Gavim B'mai, how do you get judged in the next world? Amalei B'shich Vazer Rotachas, they make a pot of boiling semen, and they boil me in it. Azal asked him in the Gidol Poshi Yisrael. He went and he conjured up with magic the sinners of Israel, namely Oso Ish, the founder of Christianity. Amalei said, Man Chashabahu Alma, who's respected in the next world? Amalei Yisrael, he said, the Jewish people, Ma'alid Bukibuhu, maybe I should join them. Amalei said, Tovasim Drosh, seek out their welfare. Ra'asim Lo Tidrosh, don't ever seek out their harm. Kolonogea Bahem, anyone who touches the Jews and tries to hurt them, Kilonogea Bavas Eino, it's as if he's touching the pupil of his eye. Amalei said to him, Dina Dahu Gavabamai, how is that person judged? Amalei Rosachas and boiling excrement. As we've learned, anyone who makes fun of the words of the sages, Dino Betzoa Rosachas, is judged with boiling excrement. Tochazi, come and see. Ma bein poshi Yisrael. What a difference between Jewish sinners who are being punished with boiling excrement and they still say, join Am Yisrael. To a Bilam, who's a prophet of the non-Jews who worships idols, what a horrible person. Even after this world, he's still saying, attack the Jews. Unclus, yes. That's right. Tanu lived in a bray. Some Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar said, "Borei kamagdola kochah shel busha." See the power of shame. It all starts with Bar Kamtza. Shari siyeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bar Kamtza. Hashem helps Bar Kamtza. V'ichru his base and destroyed his base hamikdash v'sarav v'seichalo, and he burned his palace all because Bar Kamtza was humiliated. Another terrible story where people were not careful enough, and they were too overconfident. Atarnagolov, atarnagulta, because of a chicken and a female chicken. Charuv, a rooster and a female chicken. Haruf Turmalka. Turmalka was destroyed. What happened? Avon Higi, they had a custom. When they would take out a chasan and kala, when they would have a wedding, mafki kamayo, they would have go in front of the chasan and kala, tarnagol of tarnagulta, a male and female chicken, klomer, in other words, to say, pruravu, be fruitful and multiply, tarnagolim as look chickens. That was their minuk. Yom Chad one day, have a kachal of gunda deromite. There was a troop of Roman soldiers coming by. Shaklinu minayo, they grabbed the chickens to eat it. Naflu alayu, the people fell on the Romans. Machunu, they started beating them up with sticks. So the Romans came back and reported to the Caesar, Mardu b'chayudai, the Jews rebelled against you. Asalayu, and he came against them with a lot of soldiers. Havabuahu bar deroma, amongst Tormalka, there was this fellow from the south. Ahubar deroma, this guy from the south, he was from the south of Yerushalayim. Dava Kafitz Mila. He had an amazing ability. He could jump a mile. Vekatel Behu and kill Romans and then jump back apparently. He was a super soldier. Shakle Kesalitage, the Roman ruler, took his crown. Vosve Ari, and he put it on the ground. Vamani said, Bono da Almakula, master of the world. Inichalach, if it's correct, Lotitri Lahu Gavra, Lididila Malchusi. Don't hand over to this one man, myself and my kingdom, to this one man, be under the chad gavra, in the hands of one person. Actually, Pumul Bar Deroma. So this Bar Deroma ended up saying the wrong things. Amar, he said, Alo Akta Lokim, behold, you are our God. Zanachtani, you've left us, for Losetzi Lokim and Sivosenu. And God, you don't come out in our armies. We don't need you to help. So Gemara says, one second, David Ami Amrachi, it's a pasuk. David said this. So Gemara explains, Atmue kamatma. David was saying rhetorically, God, have you left us? Of course we need your help. You're still helping us. But this Bar Deroma read this pasuk, no, God, you've left us, but that's okay, because we can defeat our enemies even without you. So once he did that, he got punished. Oh, lebesaki. So he went into the bathroom. Asadarkon, a snake came, shamti lekarkushe, and the snake tore his, how did they translate karkushe?
Disemboweled him.
Disemboweled him. Alrighty, the snake, yeah, pulled some of the insides out. Shavkinu, so then the Caesar, the Nachnafshi Nidzad. So Amar, so the Caesar said, Oh, Vesrachshi Nidzazim, since God did a miracle for me that Bar Deroma suddenly died and my people stopped being killed, you know what? Ask Shavkinu, let me leave the Jews alone. Shavkinu Vazel, so he left. Is Dakar, so all the Jews started dancing, v'achlu v'shasun, eating and drinking about, likushraga, lighting candles. Adeschazi biliona dukushpanka barachok mila. So there were so many candles that the soldiers of the Caesar could see the shapes that were on the coins a mile away. Amar si said, mechtu kalchadi bihudoi, the Jews are so, they're laughing at me, they're dancing at me. Hadar asalai, then it came against them to destroy them. Amar avasi avasi said, tlasmeya alfa shlifi saifa. 300,000 soldiers with unsheathed swords, Ailu the Tormalka went into Tormalka. The Katlubu, and they were killing amongst the Jews their Tlasiyam with Tlasi Lilvasa for 3 days and 3 nights. Uvahachkis, the Tormalka was so big that on this side, Hilula Vichingi, they were, dancing and they had chuppos, Fulava Yadi Hanibahani, and these guys were dancing and they're celebrating, don't even know, on the other side of the city, they're being all slaughtered. Pasuk says in Eicha, Bila Hashem v'lo chamal, Hashem consumed it in a compassionate cult, Naos Yaakov, all the beautiful ones of Jacob, Kiyasa Ravan, Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Shishim Ribu Ayaros, these are the 600,000 cities, Shailu Yanei HaMelech Bar HaMelech, that Yanei the king had on Tur Malk on Har HaMelech. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Amar, and Hashem consumed them all, Amar Ravasi Shishim Ribu Ayaros, there were 600,000 cities. In each of these cities, Hayubak Yotzim Mitzrayim had 600,000 residents as much as had left Egypt. Chutz Mishalosh, except for 3 cities, Shayubahen, that each had Kiflaim Yotzim Mitzrayim, double the amount that left Egypt. 1.2 million people. Eluena, these are those 3 cities, Kfar Bish, Kfar Shichalayim, and Kfar Dichraya. Why was it called Kfar Bish? Lo Yahavi Beisalush Pizza, they wouldn't give out homes for guests. Kfar Shichalayim, Shayse Parnasasim, and Shichalayim, they used to have their livelihood from the watercress vegetable. Their women always used to give birth to males first. Give birth to women, to girls later. Uposkos, and then they would stop giving birth. Amar Ula Ula said, "Ladidi Chazir Liyahu Asher, I saw that place called Har HaMelech. Afilu Shitin Rivasa Kani Lo Masak. It can't even have 600,000 reeds. How did it have 600,000 cities in each of those cities? 600,000 people." Amaleahu Tzeduki Rebbe Chanina. So the Tzeduki said to Rebbe Chanina, "All right, Shikur Mashakritu, you Jewish people lie. You rabbis lie. Amalech Reb Chanina answered, no, the Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tzvikzivba, it's the land of the deer, Matzvize in Oromachzikas Psara, just like the deer, its skin. If you kill it, and then you take off the skin, and now you try to put the meat back in the skin, it wouldn't cover the meat. But there's a miracle, when it's alive, the skin gets bigger, and it can hold so much in it. So to Eretz Yisrael, after Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Sheyoshvin Aleah, when the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, Ravcha expands. When you don't have Jews on it, Gamda, it shrinks. Rav Ben Yumi Bar Chilkia, and Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvia, and Rav Huna Bar Chia, they were all sitting together. I mean, they were saying, if there's someone who's heard something about this town, Kfar Sechanya of Egypt, if they were tzaddikim or Rishayim, let him say, one person said, there was a story with a man who had had kiddushin with his mekudeshes. They were taken captives amongst the non-Jews. And the non-Jews married them to each other. Amrulo, the Arus said to the Arusa, as a request of the Arusa said to the Arus as a request, Al Tigabi, don't touch me. I don't have a ksuba. And we learned in Maseches Ksuba that a midrabanan a kala without a ksuba is asura kenida. But lo nagabad yomos, he didn't touch her till the day he died. When he died, she said, "Siftu lezeshe pit pit bi yitzro." Give a eulogy to this one who discounted his yetzer hara. Yoter mi Yosef, even more than Yosef at tzaddik. Dilu bi Yosef lohavi lo chadashata. Vaykol yom avi yoma. Yosef only had a temptation one moment. He had a temptation every moment of his life. Ilu Yosef lav b'chadamita. Vay b'chadamita. Yosef wasn't in the same bed as the wife of Potiphar. He was in the same bed as me. Vilu Yosef lav ishto v'ayishto. Yosef didn't have a way to permit it to himself. It wasn't his wife. And here, I was his wife. And even so, he didn't touch me because he didn't give me a ksuba. Pasachidach liyamer, another one opened up his mouth and said, Maisen kvar schanya, v'amdu arbaim odios bedinar. The price of wheat was such that 40 measures was worth for one dinar. Next, arashar modia achas. Suddenly the prices went down, and you could only get 39 measures for a dinar. So, you know, they were so righteous that the prices they knew were coming, were happening because of religious issues. But could they check their deeds? Umatsu, and they found Avu Bno Shabo al Naira Maras Yom Kippurim, that a father and a son had both had marital relations with a Naira Maras, with a married woman on Yom Kippur. They brought them to Bezim and Bezim stoned them. V'chazra Shalom Koma, the price went back to their right price. Pasachidach v'amar, and then another person said another story. Ma'is Abadam Echad was a story with a person there in this place, Kfar Schanya. Shanasan Eishav, Einav Ishtu Lekarshi, decided to divorce his wife. Vaisa Ksubasam Ruba, she had a large Ksuba. Ma'as, what did he do? Halach Vazimi Shishbinin. So he wanted to frame her. He went and he got his friends together. And he gave them to eat and drink. Shik when he got them drunk. He had them lay down on a bed. Behavi loben beitzan. He brought the white of an egg. He brought the white of an egg. He put it between them so that it would look like semen, that she had been disloyal. And he had witnesses. And he came to Bezin. There was an old man who had been a student of the Holy Shammai. Bava ben Buta, Shmo's name was Bava ben Buta. He said to them, this is my tradition from Shammai Azakin. Loven Beitza, Soli Min Ha'or. When you bring heat to the white of an egg, it dries. Sheikh Vazera, Doch Min Ha'or. But when you bring semen to heat, it enters into a garment. So Badku Matsu Kidvarav, they checked it, and they found that reality, it was from an egg, it wasn't semen, it didn't enter into the garment, rather it came out. They took him to Bezin, they brought him, they beat him up. Hilku Vigbu Ksuba Samina, and they made him pay the Ksuba. So three stories about the tzidkus of Kfar Sechanya. So Amalei Abayler of Yosef, so Abayler of Yosef, if there's such big tzaddikim, my time he punished, why were they punished and it was destroyed? Amalei Rav Yosef answered me, Yerushalayim, they didn't mourn for Yerushalayim. Since they didn't mourn for Yerushalayim, they were punished. As the pasuk says, Simchus Yerushalayim v'gilu bakol ha'avea. Sisui tamaso, celebrate with Yerushalayim. Who can celebrate? Kalamis Ablam Aleha, all who mourn for Yerushalayim. Another story, Asaka de Rispak, because of the door of a wagon, Charev Beitar, the city Beitar was destroyed. Why? Daven Higi, they had a custom in Beitar, Ki Avim Yisraeli Yenuku, when a child would be born, Shatli Arza, they used to plant a cedar tree, Yenukta, when a female would be born, Shatli Tornisa, they would plant a female cedar called the Shita tree. Vichi Avim Yisraeli, when they would marry, Kaitzel of Avdin Kunana, they would cut down these trees and make out of it a chuppah. Yom Machad, one day, Avakal Chalfa brought to the case of the daughter of the Caesar was coming by, and it Barsaka, the Rizpak, the door of her wagon broke, cut to Arza of Ayla, they cut one of these trees and they made out of it a door for the wagon. Also, Naflo, so the people of Beitar got all upset. They fell on the daughter of the Caesar Machunu and they started beating them up. Again, they came and they reported to the Roman Caesar, the Jews are beating up our people, the Jews are rebelling. Also, Elihu came against them with his soldiers. The Pasuk says, in Echa Gadab Achariyaf Kol Karin Yisrael, he uprooted with anger all the horns of Israel. These are the 80,000 leaders of war that were blowing trumpets, they went into the city Beitar when they captured it, and they killed men, women, and children, till there was so much blood, it went all the way till the Mediterranean. If you're going to think Beitar is close to the Mediterranean, it was at least a mile away from the Mediterranean. There are two rivers in this place called the Valley of Yodayim. Echad Moshech Elach, one goes to this side. Echad Moshech Elach, one goes to that side. The Shiru Chachamim, and the sages said that in these rivers, it was Shnei Chalakim Mayim, only two portions water, but Ve'echad Dam, one third of it was blood from the people of Beitar. But Masni Satan and the Brass, they taught there was so much blood that came out of Beitar that Sheva Shanim for 7 years, Batsu Abdi Chachamim's Karmayim, the non-Jews were able to pick their vineyards, Midam and Shal Yisrael, from the blood of the Jews below Zeva, without having to fertilize the vineyards, because there was so much Jewish blood flowing out. There was an old man from the elders of Yerushalayim who told me that in this valley, Bikas Yadayim, Nebuzaradan, who was the general of Nebuchadnezzar, this is the time of the first temple, killed 2.11 million souls of Jews. If Yerushalayim Hargan Yerushalayim, he killed Tishavar Bar Rebo, 940,000 Jews, 11 achas on one stone. Why was it? This we remember, we learned this every Tisha B'Av. Atcha halach daman, until their blood went, v'naga b'damashol Zechariah, and he touched the blood of the Navi Zechariah, who had been killed by King Yehoash, l'kayim ashenemar, to fulfill the pasuk, v'dam b'dam nagahu, blood touched blood. What happened? Ashkech l'dam b'Zechariah, d'av v'kam b'yotech v'salik. When it was around, it entered the Beis HaMikdash, he saw that the blood of Zechariah, which was on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, was boiling and going up. Amar, he said, my high, what's this blood boiling and rising? Amar, the Jews said, Dam Zvachim Dishtapach, was the blood of Karbanos that spilled. Aisu Damas, he brought other blood of animals. Velo Idmu, it wasn't like this blood, it wasn't boiling. Amar Lusa, he said, if you tell me the real truth, good. Ilav, if not, Misarakinu, Livsaraych, Masrekha, the Parzala. I'm going to comb your skin with iron combs. Amri, the Jews said, my name, Allah, what can we tell you? Navi Hava, but we had a prophet. Tava Kamochichal, and Bimila Dishmai, who was rebuking us about the matters of heaven. Kamin and Eliyahu, we stood up against him, and Katin and we killed him. Vakamashan Blokan Nayachdami, now there's several years that his blood is not resting. Amruhunivuzaradan said, I'm going to assuage his blood. I see Sanhedrin Gadola. He bring the leaders, the highest court, the Sanhedrin Ketan, and the smaller court. Katuli Levei, he killed them over the blood. Velo Nachal, blood didn't rest. Bachur Mupsulas, young men and young women, they killed them over the blood. Velonachan didn't rest. Isis Chinoka Shobis Rabbin, he brought the children of the yeshiva. Katululuve, he killed them over the blood. Velonachan didn't rest. Amalei, so finally it was Radin said, Zachariah, Zachariah, Tovim Shabani Baditim, I've killed the best of the Jews. Nichalach Tabdin Lukul, do you want me to kill all the Jews? Could Amalei Hachim, when he said that, Nach, the blood rested. By Ishat, at that moment, here are Chuva Badaiton, who was a Radin thought to do Chuva. Amalei said, Imal Nefesh Achas Kach, if for killing one Jewish person, God is so upset. Hahu gavra me the katul kalani nishmas. I just killed 940,000 people. Alachas kama v'kach kama. Certainly, I'm going to get punished. Arak, so he ran away from the Nebuchadnezzar. As al shadar star prit to the bevesa, he went and he sent a will to his house to divide out his possessions. V'igayr, and he converted. Tanu went to the brisa. Naaman ger toshavaya. Naaman accepted out to worship avodah zara. Nevuzaradan Getzadakaya, Nevuzaradan became a full convert. Ibnei Banav Shalham Lamdu Torah Bnei Brak. Some of the grandchildren of Haman taught Torah in Bnei Brak. Ibnei Banav Shal Sisra Lamdu Tinokas Yerushalayim. Some of the grandchildren of Sisra taught Torah in Yerushalayim. Ibnei Banav Shal Sancherev Lamdu Torah Beram. Some of the grandchildren of Sancherev taught Torah in public. Manim, and who are those? Those are Shmai and Avtalim. That's what the Pasuk says. Nasati is Tamal Tzchiach Zela. Levilti Kasos. I put her blood over a stone that it cannot be covered. Going back to Beitar, the pasuk says that Yitzchak told Yaakov, "Hakol kol Yaakov ayadayim de Esav." The sound is the sound of Yaakov at the hands of Esav. Hakol the sound. Zadar Yonos case. That's a reference to this Bezian. Shari Balaksan Yishum Mitzrayim. Shishim Ribo Shal Shishim Ribo. He killed in Alexandria 600,000 Jews times two. Kiflayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. Double the amount that left Egypt. Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov. Zas Yonos case. So that's Vespasian. Shari Bekrach Beitar. Abraham Eos Ribo that he killed in Beitar. 4 million people. Some say Arbas Alafim Ribo, 40 million people. Vayadayim de Esav in the hands of Esav Zumachos Arish. That's the Romans. Shechivas Beitenu. They destroyed our home. The Sarfas Echolenu. They burnt our palace. Viglid Son Meretzenu and exiled us from our land. Davar Acher, another pasuk, another explanation. Akol Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov. Shein Lachat Tfilas Shemuelas. There's no prayer that gets accepted. Shein Ba Mizaro Shol Yaakov. It doesn't have children of Yaakov praying amongst it. Vayadayim de Esav in the hands of Esav. Ein Lachamul Chamash Shenot Tzachas. There's no war that succeed, Shemur of Bazar Shal Esav. That doesn't have mixed in it some of the soldiers from Esav. I'm Dhamar Blaz, which Blaz said, Bishot Lashon Techavei, Shabichir Hure Lashon, when there is a fight with tongues, Techavei, hide. In other words, when there is a fight, when people are fighting each other with their tongues, hide away. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said to me, Rav, my tichsiv was the meaning of the pasuk, al naros bavach, shom yishavnu gam bachinu, bezachinu et Zion, over the rivers of Bava, we sat and cried when we remembered Zion. Malamit she roa kodesh baruch, le David, churban by yishvish, and David HaMelech was shown the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, churban by yisheni, and the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Churban by yishvish, and the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and Amar al naros bavach, shom yishavnu gam bachinu, we sat on the rivers of Bava, by yisheni tichsiv, zachar Hashem levnei Adom, yishom yishalayim, omrim, aru, aru, adi yisod bat, remember to the children of Adom, those who say, let's uproot and uproot, until the foundation. Okay, stop here. Yeah, Kaddish. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Shemir Ratzah Kaddish Baruch Hu Lezakus Yisrael. Fichachir b'lem Torah Mitzvah Shneimar Adonai Chafetz Lanzin Koyak Dil Terev.